Yeah, it all works out. Like I said, I just, the Sony down here, I really like to get it opened up and get it capped and get it running. It's an analog one. I like analog radios sort of almost better than I do digital, because analog, the tuning is easier and, you know, I don't know. I just like it. I just wanted an analog radio, so there it is. I got one. But, yeah, I get around, I'm thinking maybe tomorrow or something, since I found my stash and my soldering station's still up here on the table hooked, plugged in and stuff, I might go ahead and just crack it open. It'll only take me about maybe 10, 15 minutes to pull them bad caps out of there and change them, and radio should be back in business again. The only thing that sucks on the radio is I have to undo the dialing. It's not a string. It's not a dial string. It uses a pair of spring-loaded gears. You know, it's the spring-loaded, so you don't have backlash on the tuning dial. You know, Sony thought about all this crap when they built it. And, you know, I got to pop the gears out to get to the caps, but lining them up and re-tensioning the springs and everything sometimes can be a little bit of a deal.